There's a Utah law called the Proximity to a Community Location provision that states businesses can't sell liquor within 600 feet of any community location, whether that's a park or a school or a church, unless that business gets written permission from the governing authority, whether those are the school boards, the city, or the churches involved. And that's the case for two restaurants, La Frontera in St. George and Even Stevens in Logan. These businesses were denied liquor licenses last week because of this state law that says they were too close to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints property, one near the Logan Tabernacle and the other near a church. Other states have similar laws regarding how close liquor can be sold from a church, including Arizona, Idaho, Missouri, Illinois, and the state of New York, among others. Senator Kirk Bramble is the head of the Utah Senate Business and Labor Committee, which decides the state's liquor license laws.
There are restrictions, and it's a controlled substance in that Utah happens to be one of 20-some states that are control states, where the state controls the distribution directly through state liquor stores. The debate about proximity to schools and churches has been raging in Utah for longer than I've been in the legislature. And the real question is, how do you find a balance?
In fact, this law initially passed in 2010, along with other Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control laws in Utah. Bramble says he has advice for those who are trying to get liquor licenses in the state of Utah.
You need to understand what the laws require prior to concluding your decision to move forward.
Michael Purdy, the director of government relations for the LDS Church, says the Mormon Church's alcohol policy is to support legislation that advances the safety and well-being of all state residents. If businesses do not receive permission from the governing authority, whether that's the church, the city council, or the school board, they have to prove to the DABC that there is an unfulfilled need to sell liquor licenses in that area, which could happen in the next month for La Frontera and Even Stevens. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.